Who else is selling your customer?
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. This is an interesting question because there's so much that leads up to getting somebody in your world, to having a chance to touch them via advertising or marketing, being able to just get that initial connection, and then beyond that, having the ability to bring them in as a customer, as a client, as a patient, as a whatever you're trying to do. If you're looking to bring in new customers, then you got to know the entire thought process that goes into them becoming a customer. And one of the biggest pieces is for them to wrap their mind around what you're offering. How simple is it for them to understand? Where do they have to go from the absolute dumbest you can be about the subject that you're trying to get them to learn more about? I don't care if you're selling dog food or whatever. How ignorant do they have to be? And you take them from that spot all the way to where they need to be in order to purchase, and all the things that they need to know throughout that process. And you got to think, who is helping you in that process? Are there other people? Are there other brands? Are there other influencers out there that just them educating the public helps them to get closer to purchasing from you? You got to consider this, because there's a whole lot of helpers out there that you're not paying, that your current customers might be able to tell you, you know, I saw you months ago, but it's because I heard the dog whisperer say this about having this in dog food that I realized I needed to purchase from you. Something to that extent. There are influencers out there, online, offline, everywhere. There are people somewhere, there are companies somewhere that are promoting an idea that could lead a person. And it may be, of course it's accidental in most cases, but they might be promoting an idea that is encouraging people to lead. They're leading them to you. In some cases, they may be trying to encourage the opposite, but because they do such a bad job at it, they're pushing customers your way. You've got to know who these people are, and you've got to start encouraging people to listen to them, or to pay attention to them, or to watch them, or to notice them, to notice what they're saying, to notice what there might be an influencer or a person promoting another product or another service out there that's the complete opposite of you. Focus on them. Show them. Put them out there. Say, hey, if you're for that, you're not my customer. You know, show the difference. Show the absolute difference between you and them. If you can do that, you're doing a lot. So one of the things, I'll give you an example. I'm a business strategist. So what I do is I work with business owners and executives that are looking to really obtain great goals in their business. They're looking to double and triple their business in a certain period of time. And they're wondering, what is the shortest distance to get there? And how do they plan for that? And how do they try to overcome all the issues that keep them from getting there? And so what I'll do in that case is, a lot of times I will tell people to go download my book. If I've already talked to the person and they seem like a good fit, I will send them a book. I will overnight a book to them, a physical book, if they tell me they'll read it, and have them go through that. See, that's my own ability to try and get people on the same page of where I am. in a lot of cases, if you watch us on a daily basis, you'll see I'm recommending book, after movie, after TV show, constantly. I'm recommending other sources. Are any of those sources saying anything that is discouraging to me? No, they aren't. They're all encouraging. All of those ideas are encouraging customers, prospective customers, to become, get closer and closer and closer to becoming a customer of mine. Is that selfish? Yes, absolutely. It's selfish, but that's the process that we're going through here. And I'm not trying to, I'm not encouraging anything that I think is untrue. I want people to become, to know more and more and more about this subject so that when they're working with me, I don't have the resistance that comes along with trying to get people within business to grow and become more, become better. That's my whole process, but you've got a process too. You've got something that you're looking to take people to. You're looking to take them to a place. And if it were super easy to take them to the place, you wouldn't have to think about this stuff. If you just had to offer, if you just had to get your product in their hands and they're guaranteed to purchase from you, then you got to focus on getting products in their hands. But if you've got to get them to know something, if you got to get them to think something, if you got to get them to buy into a belief before they purchase from you, then you should be focusing on that, and you should use every tool in your bolero, every bullet available, to be able to get them to that point. And that's what I'm talking about here. Encourage other sources. Don't be scared. Don't see competition. A huge part of the problem of competition is the fact that you see too many people as being competition. And you got to quit doing that. You got to see all of the people, even if they look like competition initially, they're actually helpers. They're actually there to help, and you've got to use them to your benefit as much as possible. I talk about that to a certain extent in my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. If you want to get your own free copy, you can do it. Just go to AmazonProofBook.com, AmazonProofBook.com, and you can go download your own free copy. I've also got a couple other deals on the other side of that if you go through that process, so go check it out. I'll be back here tomorrow night. It's all about being relationship reliant, which is one of the third pillars. It's one of the three pillars at brianjpombo.com. If you want to learn what the other two pillars are, stay tuned or go check out our older videos at brianjpombo.com. We finally got the entire archive back up at brianjpombo.com. It was falling behind because of a nasty, vicious attack last year on the website. Hey, these are the things that happen when you've got online business. Just one of those things you got to roll with. You have a great night. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.